Number 34, army idea. It's an interesting idea of leadership. You see, there's two ways to look at leadership. One is like a pyramid, not a pyramid. The one that's pictured here is a pyramid on its side. But the first way is the way I don't accept, is like a pyramid. And up at the top of the pyramid is the top leader of an organization. It'd be your pastor in a local situation, or a bishop, or a district superintendent, or a general superintendent, or the top person in the church. And it works on the way down the pyramid till finally you have the average person in the pew, peasant, peon in the church, who serves everybody above them. And in this concept, the pyramid concept, everybody serves the top. Loyalty goes to the top. I don't accept that as a concept of leadership. I don't think it's a biblical one. I would rather turn that pyramid on the side, as it's pictured here, and picture the church or organization as an army. And way out there at the end in the front lines are the real people who do the battle in the trenches of life. And out there in the trenches, some of those people need backup. They need people to make equipment and manufacture clothing, and they need a hospital back there, and someone to bring up supplies to them. You see, so there has to be, everybody can't be on the front line in a war. There's some people behind the front lines of battles, and then there's some people further back, and way in the back you have the general or the commander-in-chief who surveys the entire battlefield. And he can say, we need more help over here, and how's this coming? You know, and sometimes the people back there sending supplies up they don't need, and have to say, hey, send us this, you know. That is, I think, the concept of leadership that is a biblical concept of leadership. And in this concept, everybody behind the front lines is focused toward the front lines in service. It's not like you serve us, we're at the top of the pyramid. Or it's not you be loyal to us because we're the bosses. It's a concept of leadership that says we're going to be loyal to you and we're going to serve you so that you and the front lines can do your job. And yes, there's still leadership because the general sometimes has to say, hey, let's pull back from this front and let's move over to this front. We need more attention over here. But the leadership is a matter of service because we want the men and the women on the front lines to fight the battle. They're the ones that win that war, not the people behind the lines. Now, I have, in my experience, as I've shared this idea, almost everybody seems to be thrilled with the idea for everybody who's further back from the front lines than them. So don't just apply to say, it's about time my pastor figures this out, or it's about time the district leaders or denominational leaders figure this idea out. Ask yourself, where are you in this battle? And some of us, every one of us, is in some sense behind the front lines to someone if we're involved in service. Maybe even to a Sunday school class or to our local church. And begin the mindset is they are on the front lines and my job is to serve them and equip them for the front lines of battle rather than constantly being asking for loyalty and for service back to me.